This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I'm John Batchelor. Where does lithium come from? Comes from the heavens. That's right. Comes from stars. Special kinds of stars. And to help me understand this, I welcome Ken Croswell, Dr. Ken Croswell, author of The Lives of Stars and other distinguished publications. He's an astronomer, writing at Sky and Telescope, which is a wonderful magazine for obsessive people watching the sky. In an article, The Little Stars That Can, we need to do some history, some discovery here. Ken, there are supernova. They get all the attention in Hollywood movies. Boom. Destroying everything, and our heroes race away just in time, at the speed of light or faster. But simple nova or no-V, what is the difference between a supernova and no-V? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, novae are a lot more common than supernovae. But you're right, the supernovae get all the press because they actually make the lion's share of many of the most important elements here on Earth. So, for example, the iron in our blood was made in supernovae, which marked the deaths of stars. Now, in contrast, novae don't get nearly as much attention. As their name suggests, they are a good deal fainter than supernovae. The typical nova peaks at an absolute magnitude between minus 5 and minus 10. That corresponds to a luminosity that's 10,000 to a million times the luminosity of the sun. And they occur, we think, once every week or two someplace in the Milky Way galaxy, and they occur in other galaxies as well. And the main theme of my article in the April issue of Sky and Telescope is that we have new evidence that novae made much of, and perhaps most of, the lithium on Earth. And lithium, of course, has become crucial to modern technology. It's in cell phones, it's in electric cars, it's in various other things. And this is a very interesting element because it's a very rare element in the universe and a fairly rare element here on Earth.
It makes 50 to 75% of the lithium that we find on Earth. But before we go to how it does that, how did we discover the makings of a nova star, a no-V? Because it's not a simple process. Where did they have the revelation?
Well, astronomers, of course, observed novae occurring in the sky and, of course, asked the question, well, what makes a nova? What makes a star explode? And at one time, a century ago, astronomers thought that any star could go nova. In fact, even the sun. I have a quote from George Gamow from a book of his, The Birth and Death of the Sun. This appears in the Sky and Telescope article. And he says, look, the sun is going to go nova. But the good news is that, in fact, is not going to happen. The sun is not going to go nova or supernova, because we now know, thanks to observations that started in the 1950s, that all the novae are actually double stars. In other words, they consist of two stars that go around each other. One of the stars is a rather special type of star called a white dwarf. A white dwarf is a very dense star, so its surface gravity is just enormous. If you were to drop a pebble from a height of just a few feet above a white dwarf, it would smash into the star's surface at thousands of miles per hour. That's how strong the gravity is. And what happens is that material from the other star, the normal star that's orbiting the white dwarf, falls onto the white dwarf, and the white dwarf's great gravity compresses that material. And by the laws of physics, when you compress a gas, the gas heats up. And eventually the gas gets so hot that nuclear reactions start. And of course, nuclear reactions generate more heat, and that raises the temperature even more. And so eventually what happens is a runaway nuclear explosion. And that's what causes the nova outburst, which makes a very bright light in the sky. It can be as bright as the brightest stars in the night sky.
This revelation is fairly recent, in the 20th century. Before that, there was the fear of all stars turning into explosions. Now, the puzzle, this can happen many times, is the theory in a star. What is the periodicity? Why does it happen and then stop and then happen again?
Well, the nova explosion blasts off some material into space and sort of cools off the star. But then that companion star continues to dump gas onto the white dwarf star. And so little by little, that gas builds up and it heats up, and eventually nuclear reactions occur, and eventually a nuclear explosion occurs. So we think that the typical classical nova repeats maybe every 10,000 to 100,000 years. Obviously, we don't know that for sure, since no one, not even astronomers, live that long. But we do think that the nova explosion repeats. And by the way, neither of the stars in the system is destroyed by the nova. Okay, so it's not like either the white dwarf or the normal star is suffering death from a nova explosion. And so the system is going to repeat the feat in 10,000 to 100,000 years.
Now, we've just described the generation of lithium. What happens is that lithium is produced from this explosion, and it spreads out into the universe. It's a particular kind of lithium, lithium with the atomic number 3. It also produces another element, beryllium. Lithium, I understand it, lithium ion batteries. What is beryllium for?
Beryllium is very closely related to lithium. If you look at the periodic table, these elements are both very light elements, okay? So the lightest element of all is, of course, hydrogen. Atomic number 1 has just one proton in its nucleus. Second lightest element in the universe is helium, atomic number 2. Lithium is number 3. Okay, it's got 3 protons in its nucleus. Beryllium is atomic number 4. It's got 4 protons in its nucleus. And unlike hydrogen and helium, which are very, very common in the universe, lithium and beryllium are incredibly rare. And beryllium in particular, stars don't make it. Okay? Sometimes we say, well, all elements heavier than hydrogen and helium are made in stars. Well, no, that's not true. Beryllium does not arise in stars. That's why it's so incredibly rare. In fact, in space, in the universe, beryllium is actually rarer than platinum, if you can believe that. Platinum is made in the stars. The little beryllium that exists is made between the stars as high-speed particles smash into each other and break up, for example, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen nuclei, and split them, creating beryllium. Anyway, during a nova explosion, what happens is helium-3 and helium-4 combine to make beryllium-7, okay? Now, this is an isotope of beryllium that has 4 protons in its nucleus and 4 protons in its nucleus and 3 neutrons, okay? And it's radioactive. And so it actually decays into lithium-7 after 53 days, a half-life of 53 days. And that lithium-7 gets out into space and eventually seeds newborn star systems. And that's what happened 4.5 billion years ago. The cloud that gave birth to the sun and the earth had a little bit of nova dust in it, and that nova dust contained lithium. And so if the new observations are right and the theory is right, most of the lithium on Earth came from these nova explosions that occurred long before the Earth was born.
And the lithium was in the galactic cloud, the cloud that condensed into the sun and the planets. It's part of the gas that we talk about as fertile?
Yeah, various elements were there. Lithium was there, the oxygen we're breathing was there, and the iron in our blood, all those various elements were in that cloud that gave birth to the sun and the Earth 4.5 billion years ago.
Now, lithium is very rare, although we find it now on Earth. We look for it. It's in Nevada, for example. It's in many countries in South America. Do we find beryllium on Earth?
Yes, there is beryllium. The stable type of beryllium is beryllium-9, okay? Now, we were talking about beryllium-7. Beryllium-9 also is atomic number 4. It has 4 protons in its nucleus, but 5 neutrons, and that beryllium is stable. And guess where that some of that beryllium-9 is right now? It's in the James Webb Space Telescope, because those mirrors on the James Webb Space Telescope are made partly of beryllium. So beryllium is a very rare element, both in space and on Earth. And again, the reason it's so rare is that stars don't make it. It's made in between the stars. That beryllium-9 that's in the James Webb Space Telescope was made between the stars, not by the stars.
I learned from Ken's piece, The Little Star That Can, that there was doubt about all of this for a long time. In fact, until the 21st century, there was doubt, until most recently. And when we come back, what erased the doubt of where lithium comes from? The lithium in lithium-ion batteries that is said to be the engine of the future for all motor vehicles and perhaps many other parts of the generation of power comes from stars, many no-V stars. But we doubted it. And when we come back, what showed that it was there? Ken Croswell, The Lives of Stars. This is Sky and Telescope, the April issue. Where does lithium come from? The little star, the stars that can. I'm John Bash.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.